Today's episode is brought to you by DB. DB is a Scandinavian brand that makes backpacks and bags to help people on the move stay ready for anything. From the streets to the peaks, DB's gear is travel tested by some of the best athletes, adventurers, and creators. Over the past decade, DB has designed and developed, released, and refined the best bags in the market. With DB's patented hookup system, you are able to attach smaller products to your backpack, roller, or tote. I can't stress how important it is to have the proper luggage or baggage on your journey. We're teaming up with DB to exclusively offer our listeners 10% off your next purchase by using the code POD10 or going to the link in our show notes. DB, it's time to move on. Time to get going. Have you been in quarantine? Are you ready to enter the wild again? There's a chance no one has seen your coconuts in months. Don't ruin your first post-quarantine date with hairy coconuts. Would you show up to the first day of school without a haircut? Nope. Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of the ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags will be reduced while preparing yourself for post-quarantine life. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essential Kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining. The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with Manscaped Crop Preserver Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner. The Crop Preserver is anti-chafing deodorant, which ensures your afternoon stroll through the jungle doesn't result in sticky coconuts. The Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner and made with soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts to give your coconuts a special boost. Subscribers to the Peak Hygiene Plan get a new replacement blade refill for your Lawnmower 3.0 delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer stays fresh and clean. The light is at the end of the tunnel, fellas. Treat yourself for making it through the quarantine and welcome back to the jungle with a Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code SLOPDROP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com when you use SLOPDROP, S-L-O-P-D-R-O-P. Your first post-quarantine date will thank you.
Here comes a slot drop. I can answer that. That's a slot drop. What is that move? That's a slot drop.
Slot drop time. Slot drop indeed.
Welcome back to the Slop Drop. This is Nathan Rogers, and as usual, my tag partners for this episode is the unluckiest man on planet Earth, Bad Luck Wyatt, and the manager of champions, Mr. Stephen E. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Sumo?
Not much. Hey, we're going to be bringing back some old school stuff that we used to do, adding a couple of sound bites, because sometimes you just got to put a little soul in it.
Because it's the first time, baby. Listen to me now. It's the first time it's been done with soul.
Yes. Oh, you understand, soul. Chapman? We got to put a little soul in it.
I get it. There's nobody more soulful than me.
Hey, you know, Chapman has soul.
Who's that creepy guy behind you?
Hey, it's kind of weird, you know? Like, I feel like he's just watching over us right now. Like, you know, VKM, man, you know.
So we actually debut next Monday night on Raw, so.
Yeah,
this is our spoiler. We got signed.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna put the heavyweight championship on Brother Wyatt over here.
Well, before we get started, I think last week we were kind of on different pages of what the theme song thing was all about. I think Bad Luck had in mind identifying some of his favorite wrestlers with their songs. I had in mind just banger songs in general. So Bad Luck, close your eyes just for a minute. I know you've had a rough day. I know last week was kind of rough for you. Let me bless you with a little good luck to start the show off. Is that better?
That's a lot better.
I tell you what, you know, if you go back and you watch the video, there's a pretty distinctive point where his smile gets turned into a frown, and Boy, I tell you what, Donnie Downer wouldn't be the right term to use. This boy was just salty, salty, salty for the rest of that episode. Yeah.
It's just, you know, if you're talking about great, great theme songs, how can you have any greater than Double A?
This is going to be a better show. In fact, this show might be the greatest in the history of this great. It's the biggest night in the history of this
grand sport. That's right. That's right. Every Wednesday night, it's the biggest night in the history of this podcast. I must,
well, yeah,
I must
say. Song.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Also, quick, Loose Cannon taking a short leave of absence. High School Sports is back, and as we all know, he is the voice of the Twin Lakes Sports Network, so he's going to be pretty busy for the next few months, but Loose Cannon will be back for you smart marks.
Smart marks!
Yeah.
What's a smart mark? A mark with a high IQ?
I got a video in my messenger yesterday that... It kind of brought a tear to my eye, man. It was McPhee giving up his spot to Chapman. It was not just a spot.
Not my liver spot. Not my dog spot. My spot.
Yes, it was golden. It was golden.
As we are recording this, it's Wednesday night, late Wednesday night, September 1st, 2021, and Bam Bam Bigelow, guys, would have turned 60 years old today. Bigelow passed away January 19th in 2007, from an accidental drug overdose. And he may have been in several pay-per-views, been in some movies, former ECW World Heavyweight Champion, ECW TV Champion, WCW Hardcore Champion, two-time WCW Tag Champion, once with DDP and once with Canyon. Zero titles in the WWE and still not in their Hall of Fame.
Hey, don't forget also a local hero. Bam Bigelow rushed into a house that was on fire, a
burning house, that's right,
and retrieved two children, saved their lives, suffered
two or three,
they suffered
third degree burns,
second or third degree burns,
like 40% of his body. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to believe that he never had a title in WWE, because
crazy,
you know, when you're running off the list of accolades, you know, I waiting for you to say it, you didn't, but you kind of mentioned it about the pay-per-views. He headlined WrestleMania.
Yeah,
he had like WrestleMania.
Well, man, I think it'd be hard to find a better big man that could work.
Yeah, yeah. When he first fell on the scene in WWF, I want to say it was back in '88. I don't know if you guys remember basically like a round robin manager tournament.
Weren't you there? Weren't you present?
Yes. That's where I was going with this. I was actually there and saw Sir Oliver Humperdinck. Actually, I think Slick got the won the tournament, and of course to swerve him, you know, Oliver Humperdinck came out and won his managerial services.
What year was this?
88. His first match was
cool. I was one.
Oh man. His first match in the WWF was against Nikolai Volkoff, who was managed by Slick. So that was pretty cool. Pretty cool. But yeah, just an awesome big man. You know, very
agile, quick.
Very, very, very agile. Very innovative for, you know, for the big guy. Would get up and you know, do something off the top rope. His ECW stuff was legendary, man.
I would say he's in the top five of the best big man in wrestling.
Oh yeah,
maybe the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. I would agree with you.
I mean, you kind of got to take Andre out because he's Andre.
He'll go down in history as the number one big man. But you know, we can have a Mount Rushmore after Andre. Oh my gosh!
What the heck are you doing, Chapman?
Snapchat. Oh gosh! See, Snapchatting. You know,
with my kids.
Jake Paul defeated Tyron Woodley by decision.
Woo! I'm not impressed by your performance.
It was a poor decision at that.
I don't know, man. You know, you say what you want to say about Jake Paul, but at the end of the day, man, he's moving the needle. He's making, I think I think I read somewhere that Tyron Woodley got four times more than he ever did for any fight in the UFC, and that's sad because you know he was
He did four times less than any fight in the UFC too.
yeah, he sure did. I don't know. I like Paul's little stunts. You know, he's a great heel. You know, I mean, he's taken part of the showmanship from pro wrestling and has converted it to boxing. And you know, he's actually drawn a lot of interest, man. A lot of people want to see that guy get knocked out, including this guy.
You know, I'm not a fan of the circus stuff, but kudos to them. They are making money hand over fist.
Millions.
I wish the Paul boys would actually challenge an actual boxer rather than an inactive MMA fighter, not even a fighter, somebody that focuses on wrestling that hasn't been active in years. But hey, again, they're making money. So
I have an unhealthy obsession with spending money, but I have a healthy obsession with making it.
It's all good.
Oh my God. You know, when choosing our background this week, I didn't think that Bad Luck over here would want to pick his nose.
And, little wet willy?
Yeah.
He didn't seem impressed.
Big weekend for the NWA. NWA Empower was great. Good to see our friend Miranda Gordy in action. Unfortunately, she came up short, but she looked great. She had a great showing, got some TV time. NWA needs to sign her ASAP.
Yes. She looked, man, the Free Babes. How can you go wrong with that name? You know, that it falls in line right with her gimmick, the Backstreet Beauty. Man, what a show it was. Just all in all, what a great weekend for TNA.
NWA.
NWA.
Wah, 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 wah.
NWA 73 was great. Of course, Tim Storm got a win. Mickey James got a win. Chris Adonis retained. Jedias won the Royal the Battle Royal. Only thing missing from the Royal Rumble, I said Royal Rumble twice. Battle Royal was now his
plot. Just go ahead and write this guy a check.
Yeah.
he needs his money.
Yeah, he needs money. No, seriously, the Sauronaro's pants was the winner of that Battle Royal. And again, the only thing missing, Niles Plunkett should have been it.
Yep. Wouldn't that
cool
have been something?
Those pants, though?
They're pretty cool.
Oh man, those trunks, yeah, those were really cool. I think that guy. Yeah. We were just watching it and just trying to figure out who exactly everybody was, and you know, it was a throwback. If any of you guys are listening and wonder what we're talking about, what was the guy's name?
Sauronaro.
Sal Renaro, man, go back and look at his tights from NWA 73. Anybody that's a wrestling fan will immediately start recognizing the different patterns and the different, you know, different pieces of I guess gear that he was wearing. Well, all in all, there was probably 10 or 12 references in his gear. So that was kind of cool, you know, nice little Easter egg.
Brickhouse Camille, she retained against Chelsea Green. La Rebel Young defeated Aaron Stevens, JR Kratos to become the new NWA Tag Champs. And the big one, our buddy Trevor Murdoch defeated to become the new NWA World Champion.
And
let's not skip over Aaron Stevens. Okay, that dude for being on quarantine looked good.
Of course he did. He looked fantastic, man. That's freaking Aaron Stevens. Silence!
You know, I mean, coming from one fat guy to somebody who's not even that fat, maybe he should have hit the treadmill before he debuted.
Sure.
Ouch.
Ouch.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're all thinking it.
Who knows?
I'm just saying.
Tell me you did not just say that.
Hey, how about that Ric Flair promo?
Oh man! Hey, how about that? Did you get a chance to watch that yet? It was, man. Oh man, he really did a good job of putting this guy over. You know, I really got a kick out of the line.
He put everybody over. He even put Tony Khan over. That was
When he said, you know, when you walk into Triple H's office, you know, what do you see? You see the 10 pounds of gold that I sold him. not a WWE, you know, not a WWF title. And I just thought that was,
yeah.
When we're done, we're gonna have to watch that. We're gonna have to. You got to watch that. It's a shame that you haven't seen that yet.
Speaking of the guy behind you, talk about some WWE stuff. According to PW Insider, earlier this week, WWE officials issued an internal memo advising that Adam Cole is no longer with the company and is a free agent.
Man. Woo.
You know, I read today that they are no longer hiring or whatever, signing independent wrestlers.
Yeah, that's
Got to go to the Performance Center.
Mm.
Yep. I stumbled on an article that indicated that Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard are gonna take over the book at NXT, yep. And they'll be in charge of all that. And it's interesting because, you know, for a while NXT was just, man, it was the hottest thing in professional wrestling. It was just the number one thing going. And a lot of people gave credit to Triple H for, you know, for the success that they had. And, you know, while Triple H was having all this success down in Florida, you had, you know, obviously Vinnie Mac and you know, his right-hand man or men writing, you know, Raw and SmackDown. And it was just, storylines were in the gutter, and I think we're still feeling the effects of it. But I don't understand, you know, the mindset that he has, you know, to take something that has been a success and to try to rebrand it. I guess, you know, I get that, you know, other than changing the name, I mean, they rebranded the whole thing, you know, and yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where. You know, where it's going in the next 6 months, because I tell you what, there's this little show on TNT on Wednesday nights that is looking better and better and better each week. You know, I was real critical about a lot of things early on, camera angles and stuff like that. And man, they're really stepping it up and, you know, I'm not saying that they're there yet, but you know, they're serious competition for Vince McMahon, yep. and the boys in Connecticut.
Yep, I'm right there with you. I was pretty critical at first, but it's growing on me. I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to Wednesday nights and Friday yeah. nights now
yeah.
every week. But other free agents as of this week, assuming they had a 90-day no-compete clause, Braun Strowman, who recently released an ROH tease, Buddy Murphy, Lana, of course I'm sure she will join her husband in AEW, Ruby Soho, which I have a feeling we'll see her debut this week in AEW as well, and Santana Garrett. Reports are that Keith Lee is being brought to Raw and SmackDown for dark matches to work on his in-ring abilities in front of a crowd and maybe be a new heel character. I know, you know, mentioning Niles Planquet again, the Mid-States Wrestling Champion, has been working with Keith Lee on a couple of those shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, again, you know, I'll go back to the success story known as NXT, and Keith Lee was a pretty big part of that, and he got himself over really, he was really over down in NXT, and, you know, went to the main roster and let Bruce and Vince get their hands on him, and he kind of fell flat at that point. So, again, you know, it just, you know,
if anybody can teach him how to work, it's Niles Planquet.
Absolutely, absolutely. We know that firsthand.
Yeah. Word is WrestleMania 38 in Texas will be a two-night event, April 2nd and Sunday, April 3rd.
Boy, man. Hey, they're going to squeeze you for two tickets no matter what. You know what? It'll be more WrestleMania will be a two-night event, but the night prior to it will be, you know, the Hall of Fame, so it'll be, you know, it's a weekend. It's a weekend yep. event, boy.
Yep. Rumors are Chapman alluded on it a few minutes ago. WWE moving away from scouting the indies, targeting more younger, raw, legit athletes to mold them how they want them. Six new recruits at the PC. Bobby Stevenson, the younger brother of 2020 Olympic gold medalist Gable Stevenson. He wrestled at University of Minnesota, same college where Brock Lesnar and Shelton Benjamin wrestled. Wow. Ben Buchanan, son of WWE tag champion Bull Buchanan, former Alabama State High School wrestling champion. Brady Booker, also college football, having played middle linebacker at the University of South Dakota. Jessica Wolnilko, a gymnast and bodybuilder and CrossFit athlete who competed in the 2016 U.S. National Gymnast Team. Joshua Dawkins, the nephew of late great NBA legend Chocolate Thunder Daryl Dawkins, also recently trained by Devon Dudley. And Joseph Fatu, younger brother of Jimmy and Jey Uso and son of Hall of Famer Rikishi. Got a little bit of wrestling experience and played some college football. Rikishi pumping out the talent for Vince.
I'm telling you.
Get it for him.
You know, everybody that you mentioned, you know, right there, I'm glad you gave a little bit of background on them because, you know, it sounds to me like that they're all, you know, that they're all athletes. It'll be interesting because, you know, in wrestling, you don't necessarily have to be an athlete to be successful, you know. If you're entertaining, you're entertaining, you know. I think being an athlete definitely plays into it. But, you know, I hope that we don't see those. How do I say it? Though, just those robots, I guess, is one way to put it. That you know, they come out of wrestling school, or they come out of the performance center, and they're cookie cutter. Just, you know, the same thing. I hope we don't see that. You know, because, you know, a lot of these guys they go and they pay their dues on the indie scene and you know and hone their craft and develop their character. You know,
Now I want to throw in some of their backgrounds because what Chapman said, they want to get away from the indies and go towards more athletic type people. So
you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen, from the manager of champions. You don't have to be an athlete to be a wrestler.
It's not.
Next.
Hey,
we'll move on. I think everybody out there knows what I meant.
Something I heard over the weekend, of course, Trevor winning the title I thought was cool. There's a little bit of people that had stuff to say about it. And one thing I heard in support of him was, hey, Dusty Rhodes didn't have any abs. So,
yeah.
You know what? Yeah. And I've said this since probably me and Steven ever first mentioned him, is if you look at Trevor, you know, I mean, we know that's not his real name, but by God, Trevor looks like a Murdoch.
Yeah,
you know, Trevor's built like a Murdoch, and you know what? Trevor can do stuff in that ring that I couldn't dream of.
I've said it in the past, man. I don't think that there was a more believable storyline in professional wrestling than the angle that the NWA was doing with Trevor and Nick Aldis, and you know what a cap, you know, to that storyline, you know, the underdog, you know what. You know, Aldis was champion over 1,000 days, you know, and you know, Trevor said it himself, you know, he was supposed to be one show. He's supposed to be there for one show. And now look at him, man. He's sitting, you know, on the top of the mountain with 10 pounds of gold.
For all the naysayers, I suggest you get off your ass and get out from behind the keyboard and maybe actually watch what this dude's done over the past decade. Man. And, you know, just open your eyes. And the fact that Aldis was willing to put him over, the fact that Billy Corgan has enough faith to make him the NWA heavyweight champion, you know, you just don't know what you're talking about. And yeah, look at Dusty Rhodes, one of the greatest heavyweight champions of all times, you know, a true Hall of Famer. And, you know, was that dude ever under 300 pounds? I mean, you know, just that's so, you know, people are so stupid when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah. Moving along, some more WWE stuff. Steven, you mentioned it earlier, NXT.
But I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
According to the interwebs, going forward, Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard will be producing NXT. Seriously, though, if it's true, I feel bad for Triple H. You've done a great job with NXT, and now I'm afraid Vince and...
On a for real note, they changed it to like a tie-dye, right?
Yeah. Well, it looks like a 3-year-old
Yeah, exactly. It looks like crap.
Yeah, it looks pretty silly.
I didn't really care for the gold, you know, the old school gold NXT. Mm-hmm. I think they could have come up with something better, but what they come up with was not it.
Yeah.
No. Hey, it does kind of have a Nasty Boys look to it. That might perk you up.
Well, you know, if they want ratings, they'll bring the Nasty Boys back. About time Charlotte, they get an NXT run.
Charlotte Flair versus Nia Jax. Did you guys get a chance to see
this? I did see that, boy. What do you think about that?
I think they worked themselves into a shoot.
Boy, did you see it?
I haven't seen it, but I read
they were throwing some live rounds and
at one point I think Nia Jax actually stopped and looked at Charlotte and told her don't. Don't.
You know, here's the thing, and I'm not talking bad about Nia. I think Nia is a very beautiful girl, but let's face facts. Charlotte is an athletic god, but man, I wouldn't want to stand toe to toe and throw blows with Nia.
She was she was kind of blowing Nia up on purpose too, doing things to blow her up in the ring, and there were some hair pulling, some live rounds, and
a lot of awkwardness. It looked awkward.
Got a little ugly at times, and as a wise man once said,
"It's a good way to get your ass whooped, homeboy."
Yeah.
Oh my!
Yes.
Let's moving on to AEW tonight. You guys probably haven't had a chance to see it yet. I'm not going to go into either matches or details. Nice tribute to Bobby Eaton by FTR. They had Bobby's colored strap of his ring attire on strapped across the back of their trunks. Very that was cool. Kind of cool.
Man, did you see, what is it? I get them confused. Dax? Is he the one with hair or the bald guy?
Dax is bald. Cash is.
Yeah. Cash, did you see his arm from last week, I think it was?
Two weeks ago, I think.
Right? Dude, they had a still picture of the hook in it. Yeah. Like the skin was all.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're kind of teasing either possible retirement or a split because of that injury where the hook of the turnbuckle basically impaled his forearm, and he's suffering some nerve damage now. So I hope the breakup or the retirement's just a work, but most importantly, I hope he's okay.
He gets better. Absolutely, but I mean, they are one of aside from the Nasty Boys, they are one of the best tag teams probably in the last 20 years. 15 years at least.
Yeah.
You know, I go back to Arn and Tully, you know, but
yeah, they have that old school bruiser style that I really enjoyed, growing up.
It sucks. I wish they could have kept the Revival name. You know, I don't know who came up with it, but that's one thing WWE did right was that was a great name for those.
I would say Triple H come up with that because they were a good NXT product back when he was able to run it right.
You know, and that's what it goes to show. You got one of the best tag team in the world, just killing it on NXT, and then they go to Raw and they're shaving each other's backs.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like what was the Badlands? What was what were those guys? The apocalyptic characters, the Road Warrior esque.
The Ascension.
You know, the Ascension was a perfect example of that. I mean, they were pretty. You know, pretty hot down in NXT, and then they got brought up to the main roster and, you know, fell flat.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, though. They were doomed from the get-go. They're trying to, and it's not their fault, but they're, you know, WWE is trying to bring out, like, you know, the new Road Warrior kind of
Vince
kind of
has
thing.
A thing for the Mad Max stuff.
Yeah. You know, the problem is those guys, the one guy was a decent size, but the other guy was really small.
You know who one of the original members was? Tom Latimer.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
But you look at the Road Warriors, you know, Hawk and Animal were just both massive.
Yeah.
And here you've got this tall guy who
kind of skinny fat.
Yeah, he's kind of pudgy. He's not a body guy, you could tell. And then you got the other guy who's kind of got abs, but he's 5'8". You know, like.
This Sunday, All Out. Let's run down the card, maybe do some picks and predictions. 21 woman casino battle royale winner gets an AEW women's world title shot.
Brandi Gordy.
That'd be cool. She's That'd be cool. Oh. I
think his favorite AEW female, what is it? Nyla Rose is going to win.
I think Thunder Rosa is going to win.
I hope Thunder Rosa wins. Baker. I like Thunder Rosa.
I'll let Thunder Rosa go over on me.
Yeah.
John Moxley versus Kojima.
Who the hell's Kojima?
He's a Japanese star. I'm going to go with Moxley.
I think I'm going to go with Moxley.
I'm going to go with Nakajima.
Pac versus Andrade is no longer happening. I just read that before we started recording.
Thank God.
What?
Been pulled due to travel issues. Not sure if it's a replacement match or not yet.
See, I hope it's Pac's problem that he can't get over here.
Like the bastard.
No, dude, if that dude would stay in England or wherever the hell he's from and just not ever come back, that'd be great.
Paul White versus QT Marshall.
So Paul White's going to go over on McBean.
Wow. Is he? Really? Paul White's on the card?
Mm-hmm. Paul White is on the card.
Yeah, he's going to knock out McBee.
Wow.
I'm going to say QT is going to somehow get the win.
Yeah, I can't see that, boy. I can't see that. But yeah, Paul White. That's what needs to happen. But, man, I don't see. Will this be Paul White's first match in AEW?
Yep.
Yeah, he's not going to lose his first match.
I don't know. I think he's going to put QT over just to put him over.
That'd be the right thing to do. That would be the right thing to do. As long as we don't have to see Paul White crying, I'm all right with anything that they're going to do with him. As long as we don't see him crying every week, because goddamn it seemed like the last 8 weeks or the last 8 appearances, he was crying over something, and that wasn't the Paul White that I enjoyed.
No, he enjoyed it when he jumped on his dad's casket as the boss man drove him away.
The boss man drove him. Jericho versus MJF. If Jericho loses, he will retire from in-ring competition in AEW.
MJF's
going to
go.
Do you think
Jericho's done? I think he's going to step back. He'll do the commentating for a while, and then they'll have some kind of epic thing like Flair did years ago in WCW.
When he comes back.
Where he comes back.
I'm going to agree with Chapman. I think MJF goes over. Jericho already has his Rampage retirement gig at the announce booth. They've done this before with Savage. WWE did. He retired. Yeah. They put him as a commentator.
And then they brought him back a few years later.
I think the key word is retirement. You can always come back from retirement. So that leaves him coming out.
And let's face facts. I'm a Jericho fan. But does Jericho need to be in the ring every week?
No.
No. I think. Whenever I first started watching The Dark Side of the Ring and realized Jericho was narrating it, I have such a greater appreciation for his commentary. Like, that dude is a good talker, and I think he'll do great.
Oh, yeah. Commentary. Yeah, yeah. I would rather see him in a commentary booth than, you know, taking bumps off of a steel cage, you know, into a crash pad. Yeah.
I think MJF will go over, but he doesn't care what I think.
I don't care what some low-life fat guy in Arkansas thinks of me, because that low-life fat boy in Arkansas with the pimply face and the Shar-Pei crappy little skin drooping off his jowls is not going to pay me my checks.
So,
yeah.
Hey,
that could have been one of those $500 cameos that MJF does on Cameo, man. If you haven't had a chance to go watch a couple of his cameos, go download that app and check out.
Oh, is he on Cameo?
Yeah, he sure is, boy, and he is. Brutal.
Yeah, Scott Steiner's got some brutal ones too.
Oh man, he's brutal. Safe for work, and you probably need to be 18 or older.
I will pay whatever the cost is for Scott Steiner on a cameo if all he'll do is talk math for like 5 minutes.
Oh, he'll talk trash about you too.
I don't want trash. I want this dude to explain common core math to me.
Hey, do you remember what Scotty Steiner's fee was? What his fee was?
No.
For his cameo?
There's no telling.
MJF was $500 for a 30-second video or whatever.
Jeez.
And he explains it to you why he set that price. You know, that guy is gold, man. I love that guy.
Miro versus Eddie Kingston for the AEW TNT title.
What do you think?
I hope Miro keeps it. I think, because you know they keep changing it too. They keep adding little stuff to the TNT belt, and they're making it look a lot better.
Well, it's like whoever gets it kind of customizes it to what.
Yeah, they just added. I saw today they added some side plates on it, and that's why I think he'll keep it. I think, and I think he should. I think CJ or Lana, whatever you want to mention her as, I think she'll debut. And I think he'll go over.
Does she show up with a Russian accent and tank? No. I think they get away from that.
I'm going to agree with Chapman. I think Miro retains.
Yeah.
And he should. Dude. Miro's a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like I get that he's short, but like.
Oh no, he's very. Dude, I love that little stomp that he does. You know, I'm a big advocate for you know, little signature things. You know, I talked to you before about Niles Planquet's little, you know, flip his nose up in the air at the people and stuff like that. You know, what does he do? He does, yeah, he like stomps and he does like a little pose or something.
Game over.
Auburn Young time, Bucks right? versus Lucha Brothers in a steel cage match for the AEW tag titles.
Young Bucks. I'm gonna go with the Lucha Brothers. I'm going to go with the Young Bucks, assuming that Matt Jackson, you know, recovered his $6,000 Nikes that were stolen from, I think he said, the Newark airport. Did you guys see the story on that?
No.
Yeah, man. Yeah, somebody.
Low-rider Jordans or whatever.
DOS.
That's what you get for having $6,000 Nikes.
Right. I'm telling you. I didn't know that they rolled like that, but apparently –
I think the Good Brothers are going to try to interfere somehow, and maybe Moxley and Kingston come out and stop them, and Lucha Brothers go over.
I think
Young Bucks. And that's another reason why I think that Miro's going to win is because I think Moxley and Kingston are then going to challenge the Lucha Brothers for the tag belts, and I bet they become tag champions.
Could maybe, I don't know. I think the Bucks retain.
Yeah, do the Bucks.
They're the EVPs.
Their kicks will no longer be super.
Dr. Britt Baker versus Chris Statlander for the AEW Women's World Title. I'm gonna go Britt Baker.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Britt Baker too.
I'd like to ref that one though.
I tell you what, man, if I'm ever down in Orlando, Florida, and I need dental work, I know where to go.
You said you wanted to ref that one?
Yeah, I'd ref that one.
Yeah, out of retirement for that match.
I'd get it between those two.
Oh, I bet you would.
Call it right down the middle.
Hello, ladies.
Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage for the AEW World Title.
Jesus Christ, I hope Kenny Omega wins and Christian just fucking quits.
I believe Kenny Omega will go over on this match.
Yeah, I have no doubt. You know, it seems like they've really been pushing Christian, you know. I can think of a lot of people that are better than Kenny Omega, but I don't think Christian is going to be better than
Omega. Do I have any fans out there?
I think this will be a really good match, though.
Christian can go.
Yeah, I wish he'd just go home.
I hope we see the Kenny Omega from Japan and the Christian that we know can work. That'll be a great match.
Yeah. I say they're going to put on a good match. There's no doubt in my mind. I just can't get behind Christian. You know, I feel like he's, you know, a few years past his expiration date, but he could still go. That's the bad thing. I'm not a fan. I don't know why.
Speaking of past the expiration date, CM Punk versus Darby Allin. No Sting, but is CM Punk past his expiration? Hasn't had a match in 7 years, but Punk's got to go over, right?
Oh yeah. Oh man. Yeah. It'll be interesting. You know, you know, I don't know how that's going to go. Do you think they save that for the main event? Or do you think they maybe push it, you know, to semi or maybe even before semi? you know.
I would do semi, but it could possibly be the main event. They're in Chicago.
I would go and say that Punk goes over, and within 6 months, Punk defeats Kenny Omega for the title.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's the role that he wants in AEW, because he seems more hell-bent on you know, having matches with some of these younger guys. And although that's probably, you know, that's probably a five-star making in the matchmaking, you know, Kenny and Punk.
That's,
you know,
cool, but if wrestling's real. But Tony Khan's thinking of, you know, let's put the belt on him and think of all the fucking merch we'll sell.
It,
6 months he'll be
yeah, he did sell fastest
beat
selling
Sting, you know,
yeah,
Sting
fastest
did have
selling wrestling shirt in history.
That's what I'm saying, like
wrestling tees.
That's great that he cut his little promo about I want to work with young talent. Nobody gives a shit. The fact is, he's there to make money. Tony's there to make money. He'll be champion within 6 months. And let's face facts, him and Kenny Omega probably have a fucking 10-star match.
Yeah, Meltzer will give that we'll just say a 10-star match. The question is, will Bryan Danielson, make his debut? I say yes. We will see Daniel Bryanson All Out.
Yeah. You just got to be patient.
So I think so here's my thinking on it. There's no Sting allowed in the corner, right?
No.
So
not that he's not allowed. Sting came out and said, I'm going to go to the back and let you boys do your thing.
So something's going to happen where they go maybe after the ring, and maybe Punk, you know, beats the shit out of Darby a little bit, and out comes Stinger to save the day, and maybe they start beating up Punk, and then here comes
yay,
and something.
I don't know. We'll see.
We can't do the yes chant, but I bet we can do the yep.
Why couldn't you do the yes chant?
Oh, the yes chant's going to happen. I mean, that's...
It's already
happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a really big Daniel Bryan guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, are they going to sue Daniel Bryan for sounding too much like... Or, you know, Bryan Danielson for sounding too much like...
Man, I don't know. They've got I'm sure they've got it copyrighted somewhat on for, like, merchandise. Because, you know, his shirt had the yeah and the no and the
yeah
and all that. Here's the question, though. Is the AA going to be in the house?
I'm sure he'll be there. I don't know if he'll make an appearance.
Well, if he doesn't, it's not worth the $60.
Twitter polls, surveys, and polls.
Here's a hint. It's still not worth $60.
It's survey time.
I asked, best not to watch wrestling, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday. Any guesses who won?
Wednesday.
Oh, man. Wednesday or Monday. What was the question again? One more time.
Best night to watch wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday.
Monday night got 10%. Tuesday, 5%. Friday, 29%. Wednesday, 56%.
Yep.
Voted as best night for wrestling.
They're making things happen. That's for sure, man. If they don't have the people in Connecticut's, you know, attention yet, then it might already be too late.
I asked about the Charlotte Flair versus Nia Jax. Do you think it's a work shoot or work shoot? 11% said work. 38% said work shoot. 51% said shoot. I think it's came out that some of that was a shoot since I asked that question.
Yeah.
McBee and I used to do a thing called Good, Bad, and Ugly, where we would talk what we thought was good for the week, what we thought was bad, and then what we thought was just ugly. You guys got any good, bad, or ugly for the week?
Let's do it, man. Line it up.
The good. The bad. The ugly.
My good, NWA's weekend, Empower, NWA 73, Trevor versus Nick. I think NWA had a really good weekend. My bad, if the rumors are true about Vince and Pritchard taking over NXT, that's my bad. And my ugly, Paul versus Woodley, that's just a bunch of crap.
Look at all of this crap in this ring.
What do you guys got?
Man, I think, man, I mean, gosh, you took the words out of my mouth with just about at least two out of the three. I think when it comes to the good, man, I mean, I don't think it gets much better than NWA 73. And then Power, you know, just that weekend. It was real pivotal for them. I think that was a highlight of the week for any wrestling fan. If you didn't watch it, go pay the $24 to watch the replay. It's great. You know, the bad, you know, shoot, I don't know, man. Raw is just getting to the point to where it's almost hard to watch, you know, and yeah. You know, and this is coming from a WWE, WWF fanboy. It's getting hard to watch. And the ugly for me is Charlotte and Nia. If in fact that is the shoot, man. I mean, the one thing that they can do is they can at least act professional in the ring and go out there and get the job done. You know, there's a lot of kids that do tune into to watch wrestling, and if in fact it was a fight, I don't know, but
if,
that's my
if it was a if it was a work, I think they got a lot of people. They created some buzz, which might turn
they
into
did.
A work, but I think what we saw
they did well. Nia's always she's got a bad reputation for being a little stiff in the ring and being a little careless, and you know, that you know, I mean, Charlotte is Charlotte, and I don't know if you're going to be able to pull one over on her without some sort of retaliation, because she is the Nature Boy's daughter, and you know, and Charlotte Flair, she's the queen. What about you, Bad Luck?
What about you, Chad?
That's it?
That's all you got?
Nathan pretty much hit it.
Let me you know, for last week, since we're talking about last week, let's go ahead and talk about the ugly on his end, since he won't talk about it. The ugly on his end for last week was the fact that Arn Anderson's theme music wasn't in our
let's hear it one more time, man.
All better.
All better.
That's pretty good.
All better.
All right. I think that about wraps it up. Follow us on Facebook at The Slop Drop, on Twitter at The Slop Drop 1. Check us out on YouTube. Also, wherever you get your podcasts, we're probably there. Smash that subscribe button. Leave us a good rating, a good review. And as always, thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we are out of here.
Goodbye and good night. 1, 2, 3.